This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They call it medical tourism. Travelers who arrive in a particular state, let's say Florida, because they think they can get a COVID-19 shot there. Health officials say this is not a problem. But as states wrestle with a shortage of vaccines, Florida's top health officer is advising counties across his state to prioritize available doses to residents. President Biden's made the fight against COVID-19 the top priority of his new administration. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
President Biden says help is on the way as he signs a series of executive orders aimed at ramping up the nation's virus pandemic response. The president's calling it a national emergency that should be treated as one, noting the pandemic's killed more Americans than World War II.
400,000. This is a wartime undertaking.
His actions are aimed at boosting vaccinations and testing, laying the groundwork for reopening schools and businesses, and mandating masks when Americans travel.
President Biden will sign two more executive orders today to help Americans financially slam during this pandemic. One would help the hungry. The other would help federal workers get a $15 an hour minimum wage. We are learning that former President Trump is hiring a legal team to defend him at the Senate impeachment trial, though members of his past legal teams have indicated they don't plan to work on this case. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell favors pushing back the start of former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial to February in order to give Trump time to stand up his legal team and review the case. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told reporters,
"I believe he should be convicted."
House Democrats voted to impeach Trump last week for inciting the January 6th Capitol riot.
This is AP News. We are hearing from Moscow this morning. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is overseas with word from Russia on a nuclear arms treaty.
Russia is welcoming a U.S. proposal to extend a nuclear treaty. The Kremlin has responded positively to President Joe Biden's plan to extend the last remaining nuclear arms control treaties between the two countries, which is set to expire in less than 2 weeks. Vladimir Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, says Russia stands for extending the pact and is waiting to see the details of the US proposal. The White House said Thursday that Biden has proposed to Russia a 5-year extension of the New START treaty. The treaty, signed in 2010 by President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, limits each country to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads. It expires on February 5. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.